Blog Talk Radio.
Now it's time for some mind, body, and soul food with host Tanya Parker. Well, hello, hello, and welcome to Mind, Body, and Soul Food. I am your host, Tanya Parker, here to dish up some deliciously delectable consciousness-raising creations for your mind, body, and soul. So thank you very much to the wonderful Gay Adegbolola, who brings us in every time we meet with Hungry Woman Blues. And we have the cure for Hungry Woman and Hungry Man Blues on this show, where on first and second Sundays at 6, we serve up a big dish on natural and holistic healing to feed your mind, body, and soul. Now let me share with you a little bit about myself. Spirit has called me to work within my practice and ministry, Mind, Body, and Spirit Works, to facilitate expression of one's highest self through divinely inspired and assisted holistic healing, teaching, coaching, and writing services. My holistic table has served up so many different offerings over the past few decades. It's hard to keep it straight at times, but one of which is Mind, Body, and Soul Food, which has provided an opportunity each month to feed our listeners with mind, body, and soul nourishing information as we give voice to the vision of some truly gifted holistic healers and light workers. I would like to thank all of you who support the show. It has been so amazing to feel your love and support. And a special thank you to those who tuned in last Sunday to hear Coach Wilma Lee speak her truth as she gave spring forecast readings. She worked hard. The phones were nonstop. And even with extending the show an additional half hour, we could not get to all of the callers. So if you missed it, please check it out on demand. So tonight, we're in for a hoot and a hee-hee, a chuckle and a chortle, a giggle and a guffaw. The old proverb says, laughter is the best medicine. And we have another one of my good friends and healing sisters here to share with us. Tonight, it's going to be about laughter yoga. So we're in for some great medicine. So without further ado, I'd like to extend a warm mind, body, and soul food welcome to Savitri Khalsa. Hey, Savitri.
Hello, hello, Tanya. How are you?
I am great. How are you doing?
I'm good, too. It's great to be here. I'm excited.
Oh, well,
excited
I'm so glad you're here. Well, yes, laughing is good. And, you know, we talked earlier about how we've been laughing most of the day. So this is just a wonderful way to continue that trend.
Yes,
so I've worked with you a bit over the past few years, but for our listeners, please share with them who you are and what do you serve at your healing table?
Yes. Let's see. I serve angel card readings and also Reiki and something called Matrix Energetics, which is it's hard to define because if one defines it, it sort of limits it. It changes patterns and it opens people up to all the possibilities for change in their life, whether it's physical, mental, emotional. It's kind of an energy work, but it's very playful, which I like.
Yes.
Let's see. What else do I do? Laughter yoga, kundalini yoga, and I like to bring art into kundalini yoga because I have been an artist all my life, a potter mainly. So, yeah, I also like to create jewelry with the stones and using the energy of the stones, and paint a little. I like creative projects. So, yeah, those are the things I do at this point.
And that's a lot. And I have to say, yeah. I have experienced many of your healing modalities, and I have a wonderful piece of your pottery as well.
Oh, that's right.
So I can attest to your skills.
Yes.
Well, you know, you mentioned that you teach Kundalini yoga and as well as laughter yoga, which is new for a lot of folks. It's taken the Western world pretty, you know, a good deal of time to play catch up and embrace the more familiar forms of yoga. So what in the world is this new craze called laughter yoga?
Well, that's a good question. It incorporates laughing as an exercise. It really, in a nutshell, is like a breathing exercise. It's a natural form of pranayama. So that in yoga is like a breath work. You know, prana is the breath. So we're using our breath through laughter and doing laughter to, in a sense, bring more oxygen into our body, into our lungs, into our bloodstream, into our organs. And it does amazing things. Just getting more oxygen in your body is amazing because a lot of us tend to breathe shallow. And we're used to this. We really don't know that we do this. And when people breathe shallow, they tend to kind of hang in a little bit of a fear space. If you're breathing longer and deeper, you're going to feel more relaxed. And it actually connects to the mind. So the mind and the body, the spirit, it's like, wow, if people just learn to breathe a little longer and deeper, you can change how your mind is thinking. You can calm yourself down. You can be a little more relaxed. So in terms of the word yoga, hooked up to laughter, I'll tell you what yogi people say. Yoga is yoking with God. So
I like that.
You're like an egg, yolk. It's bringing God into yourself. So with that, you see that laughter and yoking with God is like, well, how does that work? Okay, well, when we laugh, we get out of our brain. We get out of our mind, especially the left brain, which is the one that's analytical and it's always thinking and da-da-da-da-da-da-da. And
yes.
It takes us out of that side. It brings us kind of in a balance to the right side, which is more of the creative side, and intuition. And it also brings us down into the heart very quickly. And that's a big key.
Yes, that makes sense.
In terms of yoga, see, I have a different viewpoint of yoga. I believe that, you know, everybody's named this yoga. We've got that yoga, this yoga, this yoga, that hot yoga. We've got karma yoga. We've got bhakti yoga. We've got hatha and Iyengar. Well, to me, I've been an artist all my life. And anything that one does, and I mean anything, can be yoga. So if you're in the space of you've lost track of time, you're painting a painting, or you're knitting, or you're creating yummy food, if you're just doing this act that you really love and enjoy, you're in yoga. You're uniting with God. So that's sort of my little tilt on the definition of yoga, because I think it's so much bigger than just going to a studio and stretching and doing this pretzel and that pretzel or chanting. I mean, I think it's very broad, and right now in our world, we've limited what yoga is. So laughter yoga is a new way to exercise our lungs and it's fun, it's easy. Everyone can do it, no matter country you're from, whatever, you know, state you're from, whatever race you are. We all have that unified thing, which is laughter. So it's amazing, yes.
And we don't even have to turn into a pretzel to do it.
No.
Like that.
No, no. And it does, it can be very rigorous. It just depends on what the teacher is doing. So it can be gentle or it can be more rigorous. So.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, you spoke about how it brings all of this oxygen to the various parts of our body and how it can be stress relieving. Are they, you know, has it been around long enough for them to do any studies? Because, you know, people like to quantify stuff for
exactly.
them to believe that it works.
It's so true. There have been some studies, and they've been small. And I had this, there's a great article in the New Yorker magazine, but it's from August 30th, 2010, if anybody's interested, on the Indian man, mainly the Indian man that quote-unquote invented it and brought it, you know, to the bigger scene. But there has been other people that have done little studies here and there on laughter and how great it is. So, for instance, the first one that we might know of in America is Norman Cousins. And he was in the hospital. He was in the hospital back in, let's see, when was that? Maybe in the 60s. And he was quite ill. And the doctor said, you know, I give you 1 in 500 chance of full recovery. And so Norman Cousins checked himself out of the hospital. He went into a hotel room. He took huge doses of vitamin C and watched Candid Camera and the Marx Brothers. And he healed himself. He actually, he was in so much pain that he was able, by the laughter, was able to sleep for 2 hours. And so essentially he just kept on doing that, and he ended up writing a book called Anatomy of an Illness as Perceived by the Patient. And from that, he did a few little studies. But again, it's like, you know, people want, you know, measurable, concrete evidence. Let's see. There's something here in this article. The American Journal of Medical Sciences, one of the studies shown objective, measurable, and significant neuroendocrine and stress hormone changes with mirthful laughter. So, you know, some of the studies, I think, are small, but it comes down to people experiencing it for themselves. Mm-hmm. And feeling and sensing and finding the miracles, small and large, that can happen just with doing this, even in just one class or kind of a regular practice of it, can be mm-hmm. it can be amazing. So, yeah.
Cool beans. So, but what brought you to laughter yoga?
Oh, let's see. I had heard about it in the Kundalini circles. I was at a chanting workshop in Costa Rica, and there was a guy there, and I don't even know who it was, who was doing some laughter yoga on the beach, and I kept hearing about it, but I missed it. I missed it, and that was probably maybe 4 or 5 years ago. And you know, it's one of those things that it was all timing, and spirit had to, you know, help me find it right at the right time. So at the beginning of last year, I was ready, and I I knew that they taught it in Yogaville, which is in Virginia. And,
I've been there.
Yeah, have you? Yeah.
Oh,
so
yeah,
I
spent a weekend there. Love it.
It's a beautiful place. If you haven't been there, mm-hmm. go and treat yourself to something. So I got online, and I'm looking, and I saw there it was, a free laughter yoga in last January. So this is about a year ago. I've been practicing and teaching just over a year. So I went and had a great time, and I knew I was going to go back and take the training. So it came at a time in my life where, you know, I was ready to help myself become more self-responsible for my own happiness. Because it's really my journey to make myself more happy, because it's a fact that nobody else is going to.
And it's nobody else's responsibility.
And it's nobody else's responsibility. No, my dog can make me happy, but ultimately my dog's not going to make me happy. My husband's not going to make me happy. You know, doing my art will make me happy to some extent. But, you know, how can I more consistently make myself happy? So at the beginning of last year, I was in a place, in fact, in my relationship, where it was really hard. And I had put myself in a place in my mind that wasn't a very pretty place. So I really, really needed the laughter to actually help me climb out of that pit.
Right.
And so it helped me a lot, so much, this past year. So that's how it found me, for my own healing, essentially.
Well, I'm so glad, because it has been the gift that keeps on giving. You have shared with so many of us. Each time we have a solstice and equinox celebration at Tacoma Park Chapel, where we both attend, you were there with the laughter yoga, and, you know, I have to tell you, I was a little bit of a skeptic for a while.
I know.
Because I'm like, okay, fake the laughter. I mean, it's not going to be real. Am I going to look stupid? All these things came to mind, but it didn't take long to realize, oh, I really am laughing.
Yes. It's a little silly, but then me just saying that is a judgment, and it's like a lot of people, there are people, and I've seen them in classes where they have a very hard time. I had one lady look at me in one class, and she was just like, you've got I don't know if she said balls, but she wanted, I don't quite remember exactly, like, you've got the nerve, or you, anyways, you know what I mean? I was like,
some people feel self-conscious.
Okay. Very self-conscious, yes. Mm-hmm. Or they won't even allow themselves to kind of let loose.
Well, I love that you allow yourself to let loose and to be funny and silly, and it really is contagious.
Yes.
It really is contagious.
Very.
Now, when, you know, Spirit downloads all this stuff for me at times, and sometimes I'm like, really? And sometimes I'm like, okay. And then a little bit later, maybe weeks down the road or months down the road, I'm like, really?
Right.
How is this going to work? Because I clearly got a directive to ask you to be on the show and to do some laughter yoga. And I think it took maybe a couple of months before it really kicked in. And it's like, well, how is this going to work via telephone? Because each time I've done this in person with you, you know, we feed off of the energy of the people in the room, and just the visual component of seeing people doing some of this is pretty powerful. So what do you say about, you know, us attempting this on the phone?
I say, let's do it.
Love it.
So, yes, let's do it. But let me just explain, because yes, we can do it on the phone, but those of you that are listening, if you get a chance to do it live, it's the best, because part of what laughter yoga is about connecting to each other. And so we do that by looking in each other's eyes and then laughing together. And very quickly, we all drop in our hearts. All the barriers melt away. And we have this sense of oneness, this, you know, kind of blissful unity that is really beautiful. And yes, I can explain it that way, but it really, it's again, it's a kind of an experience. So I feel like even though we're on the phone and in the circle of people, whoever's online or whoever's going to listen to it later, we can bring them all in and connect and enjoy some laughter. So should we do some now?
Well, you know, Savitri, I don't want to be by myself with this, and we do have a string of callers on the line.
All right.
And so if folks want to volunteer to experience laughter yoga live on the air with us, you can call in to 917-889-7806. Again, that is 917-889-7806. Make sure you press 1 to speak with the host so we will know that you are willing to be silly in the public arena and reap some benefit from laughter yoga. Okay? So I see this string of callers, and I'm seeing like only one who has pressed the 1 so far.
Okay.
And I have to tell you,
I've done it with three.
You've done it with three? I have a ringer here because, oh, somebody else has raised their hand. This first caller is one of my family members. I don't know if it's my mom or my sister, but hello, caller from Warsaw, Virginia. Who's on the line?
Your mom. Your silly
my mom. We have
That's
Evelyn
so
Parker on the line. And she's always willing to be silly, aren't you, Mom?
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. I picked it up from my daughter, you.
Oh, please.
My
please.
Silly daughter.
Oh, gosh.
Okay, I'll own it. All right, so you hold on, Ma, okay? And we have another brave caller from the 443 area code who is willing to laugh with us. Caller, you're on the line, 443 with the 417 exchange.
It's
Sabira. It's Sabira. Hey! Another
Hello,
one of
you
my
know,
dear healing sisters and a former guest on the show, Sabira.
Right.
I know you know how to get your giggle on.
Yes, I do.
So, you know, Sabira, you have been known, we know you're a black belt in karate. Okay, we know that we've heard your story of not just surviving but thriving after cancer, okay? And so if you are brave enough to do all of that, we know you are brave enough to laugh and be silly, right?
I was actually going to say, chime in and say that, I don't know if you remember, but when I was going through chemo and all that, radiation, blah, blah, blah. You know, people ask me, what did I need? And I would just tell them, just bring me some videos. I didn't watch any regular TV.
I'm having trouble hearing you, Sabira. I'm not sure if that's the background with you or my mother.
Yeah.
I'm hearing some background noise, so I'm just asking if someone has something on in the background to turn it down because I'm having trouble hearing Sabira.
DJ. Turn the television down, son, please.
Okay. Thank you.
Yay.
All right, go ahead, Sabira.
No, I was just saying that I was going to chime in and just share that when I was going through the, you know, the hardest part of the cancer treatment, people would ask me what I needed, what I wanted. A staple for me was DVDs of cartoons and anything funny. And I did that and I still don't have cable because I just like, you know what, after experiencing so much laughter and seeing how it just made that that part of the process so much smoother for me and more bearable for me, So yeah, I was like, well, I'll get on this show. This sounds great. And
oh,
you know,
great.
I love your voice. Yeah.
Wonderful. Well, I appreciate your calling in to giggle with us. And we have one more caller who we will add to our group. This is the 410 area code with the 242 exchange. Caller, are you there?
Yes.
Hi,
it's Carol.
Speaking? Hi, Carol.
Excuse me? Yes.
Hello.
Hi, how are you?
Good, how are you doing?
Well, I'm thrilled that Savieri sent me the email so I could experience this with her.
Wonderful.
Great. I'm glad you're here.
Yeah.
All right,
Savitri.
Go ahead, Carol. I'm sorry.
I figured your art and your dancing and your pottery and your jewelry was so incredible that I figured I had to experience this with you, too.
Good.
So
good.
I thank you for inviting me.
You'll love it. You'll love it.
Thank
okay,
you.
Okay, Savitri, you
so,
have us. Take it away.
Yeah. Well, I didn't explain some of the benefits, and your friend was talking about having cancer. But for cancer patients, this is really awesome because it boosts immunity, and it produces T cells. So it's just, it gets oxygen in. It really is just so good for anybody that is ill, and actually any illness. So anyways, that's why it's laughter's best medicine. So it can assist with anything, any problem, any illness that someone's having. So okay,
awesome.
So let's just do a little laughter. I'm going to start out gentle. So let's just close our eyes and focus on your breath, a long, deep breath. And as you breathe, just feel your belly kind of emptying and then expanding and just really fill up your lungs. Now just bring a gentle smile to your mouth. And pretend like you're the laughing Buddha. So as we smile, we start our internal love engine. That's what smile stands for. So keep breathing and smiling and just feel. And if you meditate, this is a great way to meditate. Just with a little smile on your mouth. Be the blissful Buddha. Now take a deep inhale and begin to hum. Now take a very deep breath and then hum and kind of just let the hum turn into a giggle. And then do it again. Take another deep breath. Well, let's just try that one more time. Deep breath. All right. Now you're getting the hang of it. Now in laughter yoga,
okay.
We clap also. So we do this little clap. So bring your hands together. We go ho ho on one side. So clap ho ho, and then the other side is ha ha ha. So it goes like this: ho ho ha ha ha. All together: ho ho ha ha ha, ho ho ha ha ha. Okay, so you kind of clap and you go ho ho ha ha ha. And we do that little chant in between each little game. So, okay, let's see. What can we do next? Let's put our hands on our heart. And just giggle internally without any noise. And you can use your belly's going to move a little bit, but just take another inhale and just laugh internally, like you were in the library where you're not supposed to be laughing. Okay. Very good, very good. So let's go. Ho,
it's
ho.
Hard to be quiet, ha, ha, ha. Though.
I know it is quiet. We'll get louder. Ho, ho, ha, ha, ha. Everybody ha, together. Ho, ho,
ho,
ha, 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 ho, ho, ha, ha, ha,
ha, ha. We gotta work on our rhythm.
Yeah, we're out of rhythm, but it's okay. The phone's a little bit difficult. Okay, so let's see. What else can we do that's a little more loud? excuse me. Let's just laugh for a few minutes, okay? For no reason, okay? And this is kind of a little nugget of what laughter is all about, or laughter yoga. Is really we're laughing for no reason. So let's just kind of giggle and laugh together for a few minutes, okay? You want to try it?
Okay.
Everybody ready?
Yes.
Yep.
All right, here we go. Just notice how you feel. Do you notice a change in your body that you might feel a little bit like you're buzzing?
I definitely feel buzzy and energized. How about our other folks, our other laughers?
Yes, that feels good.
All right, shall we do a little more or talk some more?
I don't know. How are you doing, laughers? You ready for another one?
Sure.
I'll do one more with this group of laughers, okay?
Okay. All right. So let's see. What do I have here? So this one involves your arms. So what we're going to do is we're going to put our hands back on our heart. And we're going to start by going E, okay? It's just the letter E. And what we're going to do is we're going to hold our heart, and then as we say E, we're going to start raising both hands up. You might just use one, actually. And then just raise your hands up to the sky and go, ha, 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 ha. All right? So let's all do it together. So both hands on the heart, or just one hand if you're holding the phone. So take a deep inhale. And then raise your hands up and go, ha, 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 ha. All right? Let's do it again. Take a deep breath. All right, let's try it one more time. Big inhale. All right, let's do our little chant. Okay, let's all do it together. Ho, ho.
Ho, ho. Ha, ha,
ha. Ha, ha, ha. Ho, ho.
Ha,
ha, ha.
Ha,
ho, ho. Ha, ha, ha.
Ha, ha, ha.
Good, good. Now,
wow.
Just check in to see how you feel.
How are you doing, callers?
Moving.
I feel lighter.
Who was that, Carol?
Yes.
You're feeling lighter?
Yeah, I feel my body's lighter, and my head feels lighter.
Okay. And how are you doing, Sabira?
I'm doing really good. I love to laugh.
Great. Oh, okay, good. And Ma, how are you doing?
Great. You know, me and my COPD, it feels wonderful.
Good.
All right. You definitely need
some
nice
stuff
coming in.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Yes. Yes. A chronic obstructive pulmonary disease.
Oh,
all
boy.
Right. We don't claim
this
that.
Will help you.
Yes, most definitely. All right. So we have some other folks on the line who would like to laugh. So what I'm going to do is give them a chance. I'd like to thank our brave first souls who called in, Mom and Sabira and Carol. Continue to listen in and laugh along with us, but I'm going to mute your phones and bring in the next group. All right? Thanks, folks.
Great. Thank you.
You're welcome.
All right. Let me make sure I mute the correct people and not you, Savitri.
Okay.
That wouldn't be good, right? Okay. So we have a couple of people from the 301 area code who are willing to laugh with us. The first one has a 213 exchange. Caller, you are live on the air on my audience. So what's your name? Hello?
Hello?
Are you there?
I'm
just hearing an echo of me.
Yeah.
I'm not hearing the person. So I'm going to mute that phone. And maybe they will be available a little bit later. But we have someone else from the 301 area code with a 949 exchange. Hi, caller. Are you there?
Yes, I am.
Hi. Who's on the line? Yes.
This is Marvin Patel.
Hi, Marvin. How are you doing?
Hi, Marvin.
Fine. How you doing?
We're doing great. We've gotten our giggle on, and we have some more in store.
Great.
Are you ready to laugh this evening?
Yes, I am.
Oh, wonderful. Wonderful. If anyone else would like to laugh, they can call in to 917-889-7806. Make sure to press 1 to speak with the host so you can laugh along with us. I'm going to try that 301, that other 301 number, just checking back to see if they're with us now. Caller, are you there? With the 213? Okay. I believe that's a no, so we are cutting them off, and let's try with the three of us right now. What's up next, Savitri?
Okay. So we're going to, if you're feeling sleepy out there, which I know you're not.
That's me.
You were earlier. So
I
we're
was
gonna do the body wake
earlier.
Up. We're going to do the body wake up. So even though you're sitting, you can just kind of laugh and start patting yourself all over, starting at your feet and working up. Just laugh and love all your whole body and just pat it. And try to laugh at every spot you can reach.
Okay.
All right, take a deep inhale. And let's together do ho, ho, ha, ha, ha. Ho, ho, ha, ha, ha.
Ho,
ho, ha,
ha, ha.
All right.
Wonderful.
All right. good.
Well, we lost Marvin somewhere along the way. I don't know what happened.
No.
But what we're going to do is bring in another caller from the 248 area code to help us out. Hopefully Marvin will call us back. Hello, caller. Are you there?
Yes, I'm here. My name is Tarinda, and I was calling to find out my spring forecast. I'm currently dealing with some difficulties in my marriage and career and trying to figure out which way to go. So I would appreciate
Tarinda,
it.
Tarinda, I am so sorry. You know, we sprang forward today, but you are falling us back by a week.
Spring.
Our spring forecast.
As you see how confused I am.
Coach Wilma.
I have the wrong season. I'm very confused then. I'm in the wrong season. I'm sorry.
No, Celinda. Celinda, you're in the right place.
Tarinda with a T. T-O-R-E-N-D-A.
Okay, so I think you're just supposed to laugh with us. So will you join us?
Yes.
Great.
Awesome.
So let's laugh because
Tarinda,
like
we're doing laughter yoga. Just to
warn
you.
Okay.
Yeah.
I need That's good. I haven't laughed in a long time.
And help build your resilience of whatever's happening in your life. Let's just laugh about it, and it'll feel like it's just okay now. All right? You ready to laugh?
Yes, I'm ready.
All right. So I made up this new one. She's jumping right in. So we're going to do a little exercise.
I like this. I like laughing.
We're going to do a little exercise. And this one I made up the other day. And what's so great about laughter yoga is, yes, the teachers have given me all these little exercises, but it's fun because I can make up my own too, and this makes it very creative. So let's put our fingers in peace signs, okay, in front of us.
Okay.
So and laughter is about creating peace too, especially within ourselves. So we've got these peace signs. Let's bring the peace signs to just bring your fingers together and bring them to your lips. And this is called the moi, ha, 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 okay? So we're going to bring our peace signs to our lips, and we're going to kiss ourselves. Mwah. And again, keep doing it. Mwah.
Mwah.
Mwah. So this is a way you can just self-love
yourself. I'm so kissable. Wow. See, this breeds silliness.
Oh, gosh. So, yes, as you kiss yourself, you just kiss and then bring your hands up in the air and just laugh. It's very easy.
Okay.
So just so if you want to remember that for later, you can even do it in front of the mirror.
Oh, great. Yeah, I'm definitely going to do that. That's going to be one of my daily routines because I like the way it feels.
Oh, good.
Let's see. So one of my favorite little ones is called Tiny Measure. So, and I usually just laughter yoga is very playful and imaginative. So I just say to everyone, let's just pretend for a minute that you reach back into your back pocket and you pull out a little tiny tape measure. So go ahead and get your tape measure, and now you bring it in front of you and you're ready to pull it. So this starts out, as you pull the tape out just a little bit, you just laugh a little bit, like little giggles. So pull your tape out, and then since we don't have the visual thing here, as we pull the tape out bigger, the laughter gets bigger. So just start little. And pull it out a lot bigger. And one more big one. And then we do our little chant. Our little chant goes ho, ho, as we clap. Ho, ho.
Ho, ho.
Ha, ha, ha.
Ha, ha, ha.
Ho, ho. Ha, ha, ha.
Ha, ha, ha. Ha. Ho,
yeah, ho, ho,
ha, ha, ha,
ha, ha, ha,
ha, ha, ha, ha, ha.
Good,
ha, ha,
good.
Okay,
so,
good.
Yeah, so how's that feel now?
It feels good. It feels good. Yeah. I'm smiling now. I haven't been smiling in a while.
Yes.
Now, you know, Brenda, there are no coincidences. And, you know, the fact that you called tonight and you were looking for your spring forecast, and that was our show last week, but you got laughter yoga, and you called right in the midst
of
yoga exercises, and obviously this is just what you needed.
It is. It is. It is. Yeah, I didn't even realize it. I was like on, you know, how they have the podcast stations. I thought I was listening live. So this is, I called, like you said, everything is in divine order. I called when I was supposed to call.
Wonderful.
Lovely.
Wonderful. And I'm hoping that this will spark you to, I'm hearing to say, don't take life so seriously.
Yes.
Don't take life so seriously and just open yourself up to the joy that is right there at hand.
Okay. I like that. Good.
Oh, good.
Yes.
Good.
Yes,
and you know
like
what,
all right,
you know
want
what
to
you
hang
can
on
do?
To another laugh?
Sure. Sure.
Sure.
No problem.
Okay. What I'm going to do is I'm going to open up the lines again. If anyone wants to call in to participate in our laughter yoga exercises, this will be your last opportunity, at least on this radio show on this evening, to join us. The number is 917-889-7806. Again, 917-889-7806. All right, so we have a caller from the 202 area code who wants to laugh with us. Hello, caller. Are you there?
I'm here. This is Christopher Hicks.
Hi, Christopher. How are you tonight? Well, you know, Christopher, I hope you don't mind if I share that you were on the line last week, correct?
Yes.
And you received a reading from Coach Wilma, right?
Yes.
And what did Coach Wilma tell you? Will you share with our listeners?
It's funny because it has to do with today's topic as well. She told me to laugh more and to not take school and everything so serious, what's going on in my life. So.
Yay.
Yay. And
very
you called.
Good.
I'm so glad that you're willing to giggle with us. So we have Torinda and we have Christopher. So, Savitri, what do you have in your bag of laughs for us right now?
Okay. Well, let's move on to this one's a little strange, but it's hilarious. So what
Savitri.
I'd like you to do.
Come on,
yes.
This is all strange to some of us, right? aliens are tuning
it's
in. Fun.
Right.
So we put our little our tape measure away, and I want you to reach into your back pocket and get your dental floss.
Okay.
So you've got your little, you know how they come in little plastic containers? Just pull a big, long string out of your dental floss container and just put it back in your pocket. And so you've got this big, long string. So I want you to, even though you're on the phone, you can just tip your head over to one side, the phone side down probably, and then kind of lead the string into your ear. This is called mental floss. We're going to clear out all the junk in our brain, okay? So just guide that string into your ear, and when you feel it come out the other side, so this is all playful and imaginative, you pull it. So you've got the string, and it's going through your ears. And so let's just kind of start clearing the plaque and let it move as we giggle.
Oh my.
All right. Let's do our little chant. Ho, ho, ha, ha, ha.
Ho,
ho, ho,
ho,
ha,
ha, ha.
Ho,
ho,
ho, ha, ha, ha. And we're clapping as we do this. So we're going clap, clap,
ho,
ho, ha, ha, ha. Ho,
ho,
ha,
ha,
ha.
Ho, ho, ha, ha, ha.
All right. So did you get out all that junk?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
All right. So,
all right. Do you have time for one more savagery?
Oh yeah, I was ready to go to one more because I just don't want to stop.
Wonderful. We're ready for it.
Okay, so let's pretend like we're lions, okay? So, what
oh,
I want you
on,
to do?
Hold on. We're pretending like we're lions. I've got to get Sabira back on the line because she roars every day.
All right.
Be ready. Sabira, are you there?
I am here. Sure.
Well, did you hear we're going to pretend like we're lions?
I was happy.
Okay, so I put you back on so you can be a lion with us because you're used
all
to
right.
roaring. All right, Savitri, go ahead.
Okay, so we're going to put our hands in front of us, and they're kind of tense, like they're claws, you know. So, and what we're going to do is we're going to stick our tongue out, and nobody's watching, so you don't have to be embarrassed. A lot of people don't like to do this in the group because, you know, it's kind of funny. So
stick your tongue out.
Ah! Kind of like you're kind of a mean lion. All right. And let's do our little chant as we clap. Ho, ho.
Ho, ho. Ha, ha, ha.
Ha, ha, ha. Ho, ho.
Ho, ho. Ha, ha, ha.
Ho, ho. Ha, ha, ha.
Ho, ho. Ha, ha, ha.
Great. So there you go.
Wonderful. All right. How are you all doing?
Doing good.
Great.
Yeah. I have
good.
To tell you, when Savitri and I were talking before the program, I kept yawning in her ear. In her ear.
Oh, you're
so
awake now.
There is no sign of a yawn. I have definitely gotten in the oxygen that I need.
Yes.
I feel so invigorated right now. Is anybody else with me on that?
Yes. I agree. I have so much more energy. I was kind of dragging.
Yes, it really does help. It's just all that oxygen.
Okay.
It's like kind of going to the oxygen cafe.
Yes, thank you so much. I appreciate
you all.
You're a little
hot in, right?
You're welcome.
Awesome. Well, thank you again, Sabira. Thank you, Tarinda. And thank you, Christopher, for being willing to be light with us, to laugh with us.
Thank you.
It's not just light and feeling, but to shine your light as you laugh with us. So I appreciate that.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you.
Yes.
Thanks.
Bye-bye.
All right. Oh, Savitri, that was definitely lots of fun.
Oh, yes. It's very fun. Good feelings.
Oh, my gosh. Well, you know, the time just really, really went by. I want to make sure that folks know about any upcoming classes or events that you have, and also have you share how they can contact you to arrange to dine at your healing table.
Okay. Yeah. So let me just start with what's happening. I will be sharing some laughter at the March 21st Equinox celebration at the Tacoma Park Chapel. Of course, there'll be other things there, but laughter is always included, and it's a lot of fun. That's March 21st, and I forget the time. Do you remember the time?
It's 7:30.
7:30, all right, at the Tacoma Park Chapel House. That's 1901 Powder Mill Road in Silver Spring, Maryland. And then, so that's the 21st, and on the 30th of March, I will be in the Pathways Natural Living Expo, and that is in Bethesda, Maryland. I will have a booth there, and I will also be leading a laughter class laughter wellness class at 5 o'clock in the evening. And once you get in the expo, you can take any workshops for free. So I hope you can join me there and really get a good taste of it, 45 minutes of it. So that'll really get you in a good place. And then I will also be teaching starting in April at the Tacoma Park Co-op, which is a new location. That's in Tacoma Park, Maryland. And it is on their website, but it'll be on Tuesdays. And in April, let's see, what are the dates? It's not a consistent, like, second and fourth. So let me just read you the dates. For April, it's the 8th and the 22nd, and that starts at 7 p.m. And in May, it goes on the Tuesday the 6th and Tuesday the 20th. And that you can find more information on their website. I also have it on my website, which is www.threegreenpairs.com, is where I list things. You can contact me
now,
through there.
Is that the letter 3, or is it spelled out? Oh, not the letter.
It's
the number 3.
Yes. It is spelled out, T-H-R-E-E, Green Pairs.
Okay.
There is a contact list there, and it also explains all the different things that I do. And my email, and I can give you that if people would like it, it's S-K, radiating, R-A-D-I-A-T-I-N-G, light, L-I-G-H-T. So it's S-K, radiating light, all one, at gmail.com if you want to get in touch with me by email. And I'd love to hear from you and get you on my list so you can stay connected with me and I can let you know what's happening. I'd also do sessions in my home. I can do anything from Reiki, Matrix Energetics. Next week I'm going to learn reflexology, and I'm excited about that. I use aromatherapy and readings, angel card readings, you know, so we can do all kinds of fun stuff like that. Kundalini yoga,
awesome.
If you want private sessions, can do that too.
Wonderful. You have quite a few items on your healing table, so thank you so much for sharing that. You know, Milton Berle said laughter is an instant vacation, and I feel that is exactly what I have had this evening with Savitri Khalsa of Three Green Pairs, who has really, really tickled us pink with laughter yoga. And I invite listeners to tune in again on first and second Sundays at 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. What do we have in store for April? We have Rosemary Bredesen, the scientific mystic, who will be on the first Sunday. And then on the second Sunday, we have the fabulous Ermina Ulysse, also known as Tutu, who will share about sacred dance. All right, and that's wonderful. I invite you to my website, mindbodyandspiritworks.com. For more information about my holistic healing, teaching, and writing services, including my blog, Mind, Body, and Soul Food Meanderings, on how to order my meditation CD, which is also available on iTunes and Amazon. It also has my upcoming classes and events. I will be facilitating the healing service at Visions of the Heart Spiritual Life Center in Tacoma Park, Maryland, on next Sunday. I have an aromatherapy workshop, Creating a Signature Scent with Aromatherapy, scheduled for April 5th, and a Reiki 1 training scheduled for April 12th. You'll see all sorts of other links, and you can also connect with me on Facebook as Throat Chakra Shaman. Please like the Mind, Body, and Soul Food page there. Also, you can find me on Twitter as Fifth Chakra Shaman. I'm also on LinkedIn. And, of course, I invite you to like my show and follow me on Blog Talk Radio. Make sure you click on the links on my page. You'd be helping me out a great deal and also find some great deals. So this evening, Savitri, as I said, she tickled us pink with laughter yoga, a wonderful healing modality. So leftovers, I'll leave you with some mind, body, and soul food to go from the poet E.E. Cummings. The most wasted of all days is one without laughter. Wishing you lots of giggles and guffaws until we dine again at the mind, body, and soul food table.